Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is Total Information AM on KMOX at 8:22. More testing of the U.S. milk supply is set for this week as concerns over bird flu spiked last week. Fragments of the bird flu were found in about one-fifth of the samples tested. And covering the story for us, Bloomberg's Ilina Peng joining us via Zoom. Ilina, thank you very much for doing this. First of all, what are fragments of bird flu? What does that mean?
Of course. Thank you for having me. So health authorities have been testing traces of commercial milk, and that's really so we can see how much the virus has spread among the milk population. Most of the commercial milk supply is pasteurized, and that kills viruses, which means all of that milk is safe for us to drink, but pasteurization means that some of those inactivated particles might still remain in the milk. And so that's what's really appearing here in this testing.
So what questions do scientists still have about this, however, the fact that they are seeing this in milk?
Yeah, I think the questions really are how widespread the bird flu is among cattle, and also how cattle are reacting. There's been a lot of questions out there about whether some cows are asymptomatic, or whether, you know, supply that's supposed to be diverted is somehow still making it into the commercial milk supply at the moment. But what remains clear is that pasteurization still makes all of that milk safe for us to consume as a buyer.
We cannot transmit this human to human, Ilina, is that right?
It's very, very rare.
Got it. What do they do once the cattle are infected? I mean, obviously that's a big thing, right, with contaminated cattle.
Yeah, of course. Thankfully, cattle recover. Unlike birds that have bird flu, those are often unfortunately culled. Cows that are ill, it impacts their milk production. So the milk that they produce isn't the right quality that it should be, and therefore isn't ending up in our milk supply. All of that's being diverted and destroyed at the moment, but they're treated with medications and eventually they recover, and so does their milk production, and they are usually all perfectly healthy and good to go after that.
Ilina, when we look at the herds that are impacted, what geographic areas of the country are we seeing it the most?
Yeah, so we've seen it in Texas, also have seen it in Kansas, Michigan, and Ohio, and a couple other states.
Ilina, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for being with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.